Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and as many of you know, I recently traveled to Africa visiting four nations with another ministry leader. His name is Morgan Jackson, and he's a part of the Faith Comes by Hearing organization, and he's been a great inspiration to me in the development of our short film series. Now, Morgan's organization distributes audio Bibles in the mother language to people groups around the world that either cannot or do not read God's Word. And we traveled together to test our short film series. And while we were there, we were able to visit some of the listening groups, people who are listening to God's Word in their own language for the very first time. And I was reminded of three things. First of all, God's Word is alive and powerful. It sheds light into some very dark places, and it does its work. Secondly, we can have confidence in God's Word. It does not return void. It accomplishes God's purposes. And finally, God's Word is a priceless treasure that I think we take for granted here in the United States. And I want you to hear Morgan again and hear of the stories of how God uses His simple Word to transform lives. And why do I want you to hear this, and why do I think it's important that you stay tuned? Because you're going to be encouraged to take advantage of the incredible opportunity before you to learn the Word of God yourself and to learn to apply God's truth to the financial decisions that you make. You know, one of the young boys that we recently saw on our trip said something I think was so profound. He watched one of our short films of the simple dramatization of God's Word. And he said, "Chuck, all my life I've been taught by a pastor or a teacher. And today I believe I was taught by God." That's the power of understanding what privilege we have with God's Word in our hand, to be able to be taught by God. And Morgan has seen God's power over and over and over again across the world. And you're going to hear him today remind you of what God can do. So coming up today and tomorrow is a rebroadcast of a two-part interview that I conducted with Morgan Jackson of Faith Comes by Hearing. It was first aired back in January. But it's a great time to remind us to get into God's Word and to live by His principles. Well, you're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Coming up, Morgan Jackson.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I am delighted, absolutely delighted to introduce you to one of my dear friends, Morgan Jackson. Morgan is the International Director of Faith Comes by Hearing. Morgan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Chuck. Thanks.
What a privilege to have you here.
Been looking forward to it for months.
Well, we're going to have a great time because we're going to both be speaking out of our passion. But first, tell us a little bit about what you do at Faith Comes by Hearing.
Well, what I do is Faith Comes by Hearing records the Bible in all the languages of the world. So when Wycliffe Bible translators get done with the language, they raise their hands. We send a national team. They convert a mud hut into a studio. We bring 25 of the best readers in, and then we do a 180 voice part dramatized recording, word for word, of the New Testament. And we've done that in 341 languages so far. And when we're done, then we put them on these digital solar units that you call the Proclaimer. take them back into villages where people have never, ever heard Jesus speak their own language. Push the button, and it's like all sound just goes, disappears, and everybody, 45 minutes later when you stop it, they're like, because they're trying to come out of the story. Because oral people can't separate themselves from the story. So they're in the story, walking with Jesus, and their shock is, Jesus speaks Kinkoma. He can address us directly. He's from among us. Or they'll start laughing. And when they laugh, you say, why are you laughing? They say, oh, I didn't know Jesus was Ugandan. And they say, he's not Ugandan. They say, yes, he is. Listen, he speaks perfect Ugandan.
Oh, great. Well, Morgan, we share a common passion that we love God's Word.
Amen.
And we want to see all people have the privilege of knowing God's Word. And I just have to say, the reason we're talking about this today is because earlier in the year, we challenged our listeners to read through God's Word this year, to get all the way through it. There's been nothing of greater impact in my personal life than reading the entire Word of God. Morgan, I just wasn't a Bible reader. I've said that to my shame. I'd been a Christian for years and years and years, and I'd never read all the way through the Bible. But the day that I did, I was changed forever. God exploded out of the pages, and he became alive to me. And then, as I developed this passion, I had a desire that others would read the Word, and I met you.
I told you that it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and you helped me to understand why everybody doesn't read the Word, some of the challenges, and you've dedicated your life and your mission to reaching people who cannot read the Word. So tell us a little bit about what you're trying to do first in the United States, and then we'll go into the rest of the world.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Around the world, 50% of the world is illiterate. But in the United States, we got a whole different situation. We actually are what I would call illiterate, meaning we can read, but you cannot, 70% or so of people cannot actually pull information out of the printed text. If you have them read a book and tell you what it meant, they can't do it. Right now, colleges, 42% of college graduates will not read another book after they graduate from college. 58% of high school students will not read another book. And then you're also dealing with 40% or 43% what we would call basic or functional illiteracy in our nation. So 70% won't read a book. Some of the people that are listening to me are those people. Now, we have to realize throughout all history, the scriptures were never read. They were always heard. I mean, we know there was no printed Bibles back in Jesus' time and Moses. They had one copy. So every 7 years, the whole nation was gathered together, and the book of the law was read in their hearing. And that's why there's 1,800 references to hearing and 88 references to reading, and two-thirds of those references are to public reading. And Moses read these words aloud to the people. And Joshua led these on. So in the United States, people are frustrated, and they're not telling anybody else. They cannot and struggle with trying to read the scriptures and actually understand it. But if it's heard in a dramatized form, they can understand it easily. And so it's the media from which it comes. And so Jesus, some of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, were illiterate. So Jesus never wrote anything down, but always he said, blessed is the one who hears these words of mine. So if you're a listener, you can listen. And that's one of the most powerful ways. That's why it says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So what you and I were talking about is getting people, if you won't read and you can't read, actually hearing is the first way to get scripture throughout the biblical history. So listen. But my biggest thing is when you listen, talk to somebody about what you've heard.
Now, before we go down that path, because okay. I want to talk about dialogue in around the Word of God. But you have made it available to overcome a lot of these obstacles right here in the United States. You've made it available to listen to it in every possible form.
Yep.
So that there's no excuses, right?
That's right. You know, right now, if you're listening, you can go to our website, faithcomesbyhearing.com, and you can download free any one of 341 languages. Whatever language you speak, go to our website. You can download it free onto your computer. Listen, download it to your iPod, iPhone, MP3. And if you can't do that, for $29, you can actually buy your own Bible stick, we call it, that has it loaded. And if you have text messaging and you have data, you can just dial, go to the number 80672. So put 80672 as the phone number, and then text Bible to that number. And we will send you one chapter of the dramatized New Testament every day, and in 9 months to a year, you'll listen through the whole New Testament.
So give us a sample of that, Morgan. You've got it right on your phone right there.
All right.
And how long are these segments? How long does it take to listen to them every day?
So each segment is actually, it ranges between 2 minutes and, nine and a half minutes. One in Luke the other day was almost 9.5 minutes. So I go out, I clicked it. It's now taking me out onto the web. You have to have the ability to get data. And so it takes about 2 seconds or 3 seconds for it to download it. Once it's downloaded, then I'm going to immediately listen to one chapter.
John 5. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now, there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades.
So there you have it. You've got the dramatized Word of God. It's not just a oral reading, but it actually has music, sound effects, all the things that make it come alive. So there are really no excuses. If you're not a reader, there's no excuses not to get through the entire Word of God in 9 months.
The other thing is, if you want, my favorite is the Kids Bible. There's 320 Old Testament and New Testament stories and 60 songs. And although it's for kids, it's my favorite. And it takes you through all the major stories of the Old Testament and the harmony of the Gospels. And if you have kids, letting them listen and then you listen and then talk about it, that's an awesome way to do it.
Well, Morgan, that's what I want to talk about, is how to reach the kids. And when we come back, we're going to go into that next topic. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking to Morgan Jackson, the International Director of Faith Comes by Hearing. Morgan, when we left off, I think you had us all hooked. We were all ready to start listening to God's Word via text message. And I know people are asking, would you give that number one more time? How did he do that?
All right. The number to text to is 80672. Again, 80672. It's free. And then text the word Bible. If you want it in Spanish, text the word Biblia. Okay? Again, 80672, Bible.
You know, Morgan, we have a couple of things going on in our life that make this a very interesting topic for both of us, and that is we're new grandparents.
That's
we're
right.
New grandfathers. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. You too.
And it seems kind of strange, doesn't it, that we're so young and it's already happened.
I don't know how it happened to my wife.
Yeah, well, we have lots of listeners who are probably saying, okay, I'm into God's Word, but I'm having a real struggle with my kids or my grandkids, and you've actually studied some of the challenges in that arena. And one of the alarming things you found out is that kids aren't learning our values. And you know, Morgan, we're in deep trouble in this culture if biblical values aren't transferred to the next generation. The Lord told us that,
didn't
he? So let's go through that, because I want to encourage our listeners to be equipped to reach out to others to help them get into God's Word. So share with them a little bit about what you've learned and how you're overcoming that.
Well, what I've learned is that the majority of parents and grandparents are not talking to their children, and the parents have never been talked to by their parents about values or biblical stories. When you ask them, well, what did you know the values of your parents were? Well, it's because of where they took me. but they never actually talked to me about what they believed.
You mean a physical location, like to church? They took me to church,
And so,
but they didn't dialogue about it.
That's right. And the biggest thing, kids get their values from their folks. What you say to your kids or your grandkids have 10 times, 20 times more meaning than anybody else, coach, teacher, anybody. And so when you leave that to the Sunday school teacher or to the teacher, you have left your values to somebody else and they're not going to get them, or you've left them to TV. And the thing I think people think and they fear is, I don't know how to do Bible time. I don't know how to take this time aside and set it aside with my kids. Stack it. People are busy. And I love the way in Deuteronomy 6 it says, when you hear, O Israel, when you hear the word of God, talk to your children as you sit down.
By the way, that's a hearing passage, isn't it? It's not a reading passage.
Am I good or am I good?
Right.
That's where all of them are. And so it says, as you're walking along the way. So as you go, begin to find the stories of the Bible and just tell the stories. You know, when you're outside and you see the stars, you're walking with your... Did you say, you know, God made the heavens and the earth? Isn't that amazing that God made everything we see, the water? You don't have to tell the story exactly. You don't have to quote verse by verse. Get that out of your head. That's where people make the mistake. They feel like they don't have permission. If I don't know the story word for word, if I can't quote it by reference, I don't have permission to tell the story. Tell the story of the prodigal son and ad lib it. They will be in the story. They'll be asking you questions, and then ask them about what that tells us about God. What does it tell us about ourselves? And then if you've ever had an experience like that, Cain and Abel's a great story because we've all been jealous of a brother and sister. We thought dad loved them more or mom loved them more, and we wanted to hurt them. Well, you can actually show the story that it led to the death. Have you ever felt, and with kids, grandkids or kids, have you ever felt that your brother or sister was getting more love in it? Well, look what happened here. But if you'll do that, it will change their values. It will actually improve everything in their education, especially when they're little. People feel like they can't talk to kids until they're older.
Kids, oh, that's a major mistake, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. A kid's worldview is formed by the time they're five and fixed by the time they're nine.
Sure. I'd never forget my son, John, who is 10, was reading one of these little comic book Bibles, you know, the illustrated Bibles. And Goliath, in the picture, had fallen backwards, and he was laying on his back. And he said immediately, that's not the way it happened. It said he fell forward to his knees and on his face. And he knew it just like that the illustrator had it wrong.
Yeah.
Because it stuck.
You say, yeah, kids know it. And if you'll talk to them about it, they'll remember it.
Well, Morgan, you're saying not only get the Word of God into their mind, but make it a habit to dialogue with them. And that's what the Lord was saying in Deuteronomy.
That's the biggest thing. Talk to them about what you're hearing. Kids are not being engaged with an adult, a parent or a grandparent, about the meaning of anything. They're being plugged into media, and media is actually forming the way they think. We don't want kids to be bored anymore. If they're bored at all, hand them a video game. Go watch TV. Boredom is the best place for kids to be. That's where they sit and think about what's right and wrong. That's where they determine their imagination and begin to play. When you take boredom out of a child's life, you have taken the privilege of imagination and their values out, because they have no time to think about what they value.
Sure. Morgan, I know any time my children say, Dad, I'm bored, I look at them and say, good. It's a great thing to learn to be bored, because a lot of life and a lot of things you do will be boring. So I want you to learn to be bored. And what you're saying is that those are the golden opportunities to actually engage their mind and to get them out of just looking at something mindlessly. Didn't you tell me that a lot of the reasons the kids are saying like so much is they're comparing it to an image?
Yeah, kids don't have the conversation with parents, so they don't have words. Because the TV and video games do not teach you language. Mom and dad teach you language. So when you come into school and you don't have it, what they're doing is they'll read something and you hear, like, you know, because they can't, they don't have the words, so they're saying, like, you know, in that movie when
they're pointing to
like,
something
you
else.
Know, yeah, in their mind, because they don't have the words to describe it, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's there are some adults stuck on that as well. I think I'm stuck on that sometimes. Well, Morgan, I am loving this conversation. I can't think of anything more important than getting people into God's Word. Let's talk about that in this next segment. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from Morgan Jackson.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking with Morgan Jackson, the International Director of Faith Comes By Here. And Morgan, I had this thought the other day that I think you would agree with, that the practical training that we do about money, it helps people with their financial capacity. But if we leave out the biblical training, the deep spiritual truths, then we're going to miss our opportunity to increase kingdom capacity.
That's right.
And one of the reasons I'm so excited about what you're doing right here in the United States is you're getting God's word out, even on citywide campaigns. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing in Houston.
Well, some business people invited us to come into Houston and asked if we could do what we call Faith Comes Sparing as a You've Got the Time program. Because the number one reason that people say they're not in scriptures, they don't have time. But they spend an hour in the car and they can listen for an hour. So in Houston, we have invited all of the churches in 2009 to listen in their own church, where people listen in their cars and homes. And pastors are challenged, the whole church, to listen 40 days, 28 minutes a day, through the whole New Testament. They choose their own times. The Lutherans like the Lenten period. The Catholics like the Lenten period. Pentecostals sometimes like the first part of the year, 40 days after Easter. But we have all of the churches. We have the Baptists, the Charismatics. We have the United Methodists, the Episcopals, the Catholics. All of the churches are agreeing. Not every church, but all of the denominations. And we're hoping to have 1.5 million people in Houston listen through the New Testament. And we're wondering what it'll do.
Yes. Well, I know this. It's going to increase kingdom capacity in the hearts of those who listen.
It will.
Because God's word is alive and powerful. And I still think it's the greatest thing a believer can do is to know every word that God said.
Amen.
So I'm all for you, Morgan. In fact, you were a huge influence in my own life as a guest expert at our poverty summit to inspire me to get the word of God out across the entire world. And I want to talk to you more about that and what God's doing with his word all over the world. Will you come back tomorrow and let's talk about that?
Let's do it. Love to.
Thank you very much for being with us, Morgan.
Well, Chuck, I can't wait for tomorrow's broadcast as we get to learn more about how God is using Morgan Jackson and the ministry of Faith Comes By Hearing across the globe.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful program day, but I want to talk to our listeners for just a second. You know, I have a passion for God's Word. Morgan has a passion for God's Word. But what about you? Do you have a true thirst and hunger for God's Word? Because if you only learn His principles but miss Him, then you've missed the whole picture. You know, I love to say this, and I'll say it again. God is not a financial principle. He's the living God. And when you read His Word, you get to know Him. And that's the greatest impact we could ever have, is to introduce people to the living God. And I hope you're in His Word. I hope and pray that He's becoming more real to you wherever you may be in your journey.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And join us again tomorrow as we hear more from Morgan Jackson and Faith Comes By Hearing. For Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.